Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. This is, what are you gonna call it? The Grim's Hentai Corner, but maybe we'll call it H-Game Corner? Because I'm actually gonna be playing some H-Games now, too. Because I've got some, and I do like playing them. They're fun. So, you can check out our sponsor at SpinningRobotPussy.com. And you can check out GOG. Where I got Eve Nicole. Yes, this is an H game uncensored from GOG. So, we're playing it right now. Creators of Rants, this is their newest one. This is a little different because I'll actually be doing the narration for the ADV. And the ADV is, of course, the visual novel section. But as far as the rest of it goes, guys, we're just going to be playing along like any RPG game. If this doesn't interest you, you know, it is what it is, but some people might like it. So the town of Abel. Oh, if it isn't the suspicious person. Ah, Aster carelessly entered the town. Did you bring the 100 gold? I knew you were an outlaw. The man blew some sort of whistle, causing several people to run over. You've got it all wrong! Aster frantically fled from Abel. Nope, I might actually be able to, Alright, of course. These are Hanny Slimes. Okay. If you guys remember what Hannies are, they're from the original Rants game. And remember, the last time I played Rant's Quest, guys, I didn't do any kind of narration. Oh, he doesn't have enough money. He has to go ahead and beat up more monsters. So I'm farming. Oh! God damn it, beat me to it. Huh, what? Aster was approached by a frustrated adventurer. Hey, newbie, lucky you, that enemy's yours. Lucky me, but I ran into a monster. What? Don't you know anything? The monsters that come from those red objects give 1.5% the experience, or 1.5 times the experience. What? That's why I always try to beat them whenever I see them. You should give it a try too, and power yourself up quick. Okay, thank you. A senior adventurer gave Aster some unexpected advice. I can fight them. I can probably fight them. Usually these are a little harder. Oh, wow. Okay. Usually the red ones are pretty tough, guys. They're like really strong enemies that will fuck you up. Found 38G. Okay, cool. By the way, you can play this with your mouse. It's actually made to be a little bit of a joke here, but it's made to be played one-handed. I know, some of you guys will be like, oh, this is basically Dragon Quest. Eh, it is, kinda. Dragon Quest is fun. I mean, I do like to play games. I don't just like to read novels. Okay, let's go fight that. Ooh. I'll probably have enough to go enter the town now. Let me see. Alright, yeah, they'll let me in a town now. Sniff, sniff. Aster smelled himself. He reeked of the odor of dead fish. You, I need to take a shower and wash this salt water off pronto. Aster decided to head toward Abel. Alright. He doesn't run into a monster first. Now we're in Abel. Halt! Whoa! Chill out! Look, I got the 100G. Alright, show me. Cling. Ah! Remius took the wallet, dumped its contents all over the ground, and began to count one by one. You're kidding me, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Should be your all day counting 100 keys. You didn't have to take it all out. Shut up, drat. Now I have to start all over. I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What time is it right now? Around 11, I think. That's what my internal clock says. 12, 13, 14. Worked just how I thought. I feel bad for tricking her, though. 45, 46. Next is 47. So why are you counting money then? Thanks, 47 in particular always gave me trouble. I don't work well with numbers. This seems more severe than that. God, will she get to 50? 48, 49. Looks like this will take a while. Aster passed the time by looking at Ramius's cleavage. Alright, there is indeed 100G. As a knight, I can vouch for your strength. You're free to enter the town as you wish. Also, here, you can have the gold back. Huh? I can? You're the one who got it. What is there to question? Good, I thought it might end up being confiscated. You must be tired. If you stay at the inn, your stamina should recover. Okay, I'll do that. Asterisk, was it? Just Aster's fine. And you're Ramius. Lady Ramius? You can drop the title. I don't care for such formalities. Okay, nice to meet you, Ramius. But if you're not one of the outlaws, where could they be hiding? What is it? Want something more? Nah, but you're pretty on guard, so I was curious. Isn't it just outlaws? Just outlaws? Did you know that when you break Mother Eve's laws, a black ring appears on your finger? Yeah, I've heard about that, and you can never take it off, right? Those with the black ring lose their ability to grow or raise anything. What? Is losing Mother Eve's blessings that serious? If they plant seeds, they won't sprout. If they raise livestock, they die. If they mine ore, it would be all worthless. What a bitch, right? That's what it means to lose Mother Eve's blessings. Outlaws are incapable of producing what they need to survive. Then how do they live? They're forced to steal from those who are still blessed. Steal? Once you've lost your blessings, you fear nothing. Outlaws happily maim, steal, grape, and murder. So they band together in groups to assault towns and traveling merchants. How could they do that to other human beings? I wonder the same thing. Because of them, knights have both monsters and outlaws to handle, leaving us very busy. No need to be concerned. As long as you're in this town, I'll protect you. Thanks, but you're a cute girl, so don't push yourself too hard. What's wrong? She's very reserved. Oh, Kikikute? Who are you calling a cute girl? Are you a boy? Of course not. Yep, obviously. Aster ogled Ramius's sizable chest again. Huh, what wonderful boobs. They look so soft, I want to rub them. At least the man is obvious. Is my chest turning him on? Now, if they do any kind of sex stuff, then I have to let the YouTube folks go, but... the rest of us can, I guess, see what goes on when these two get together. But my sister said not to touch women's boobs without warning, so I guess I'll have to pass on that. Couldn't be. No man could find me attractive besides a particular kind of eccentric. Could you imagine being so stubborn that you're literally saying, "No, there's no way a man could find me attractive." Like, that's the craziest shit ever. Like, so sure of yourself. "No, you don't find me attractive at all. There's no way in hell you'd find me attractive. You'd have to be a certain man to find me attractive." And say it not in a demeaning way, but in a, like a justified way. You know, like she's a knight, so she is very justified and dignified in her speaking, her manner of just what she says. "Now, I'm sure you're tired. Come into town and rest." "Oh, okay." Aster got Ramius' permission to freely enter the city. "Now then." Abel was a smaller town with a population of a few hundred. But even that was well beyond the scope of Aster's home of Fresh Fish Island. There's more people than on Fresh Fish Island, but it feels just as laid back. Middle-aged women were chatting and laughing in a restaurant. A couple old people were playing a board game. The town was peaceful and carried a gentle aura. "But this is no time to be standing around. First I'll walk around town, then I'll spend some time fighting monsters in the area." Aster proceeded through the city. Okay, so we've got an inn, an item shop, a church, a gather info, and the status. Well, let's look at my status. Alright, level 1, 142 experience. Got a little bit hurt. Change skills. Ah, we can gain a couple of skills. There we go. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what the skill points does. Well, it says skill point 0, so I don't have any skills that I've learned. This is... I don't know. It's weird, guys. It doesn't seem to want to let me change my skills. Of course, weapons, items. You got anything? Nope. Okay. Item shop! Oh, look. There's handies everywhere. Is this an item shop? Aster was checking out the shop when a man who appeared to be the owner walked out from the back. "Welcome." "Oh my, what a cutie. Want some special service?" "Ah!" "Yeah, stunned by my beauty, I'm sure. I know, I'm a sinful woman." You're clearly a man. Uh-oh, I just thought, nope, demonetized. Even if I'm not monetized right now, that's it right now. There's already some pink-haired tranny going, "Boo! Ban this man! Ban this man! Warning! Warning! Strike!" "My number one recommendation for you is myself." I'll pass." "Innocent, aren't you? But that makes you cute, can I just see what your store has?" "Yes, by all means. I'll just be watching you from over here." Aster tried his best not to be seen by the manager as he perused the shop's wares. So what do we got? Well, I can't afford that, I can't afford that, I can't afford that, I can't afford that. Oh, I got ibuprofen. I gotta get some of that. Yeah. That's your regular old healing potion, by the way, folks. That's just what you use. I don't want to buy another one for 100 gold. I don't even have 100 gold. I can't buy shit. I can buy the BP juice. I don't even know what the BP is. Fully heals BP. Alright, you got weapons. Yeah, alright. Treasure, consumables. Alright, alright. We got a level shop. Aster was asked to write his name at the front desk before being let into the back room. So this is a level shop, hmm? Looks like nobody's here, though. Sounds like the music in rants a little bit. Welcome. Whoa! Where's that voice coming from? Oh, did I scare you? My voice is coming through the magic receivers in front of you. Huh? Magic receivers? Aster looked at the table and saw round rings being supported by stands. Everyone's supposed to have one specific level up person, but then you'd have to go all the way back to the town with that specific level shop all the time. But by using magic receivers, I can level you up in any town. Huh? Anyway, I'm your leveler, Sora. No, not that one. Let's see. Aster, nice to meet you. Oh yes, nice to meet you too. Seems like it's your first time at a level shop, so let me go over a few things. Wait, before that... What's wrong? Not being able to see your face makes it, kind of hard to talk. Oh, you'd be surprised how many people say that. Open up that file there. File? Oh, this? Aster opened the file. It contained tons of portrait photos. Page 14 has my face. Hope that helps. Page 14, Sora. He turned at a designated page and left the file open in front of him. Whoa, super hot! Right? I get that a lot. That's why everyone asked for me. You're one lucky guy, Aster. Man, I wish I could meet her in person. Now I'll explain how this works. Listen closely. Okay. When you beat enemies, you get EXP. Get enough EXP, and a god lets you power up. Asking his god to measure your EXP and see if you can level up is my job. Talking to a god, you're like a prophet. If you form a party, your party members fall under my supervision too, so I get tons of business. It's more convenient for all of you. Okay, got it. But you'll learn faster by doing than listening, so let's give it a go. But please do. Despite Sora not being present, Aster found himself bowing. Then Sora began to chant an incantation through the magic receiver. Too bad, you need more EXP. Oh. Sorry, don't let it get you down. You don't need to apologize, I just didn't work hard enough. Really? You won't find a new level shop? I won't! Yeah, you're nice, Aster. Well, I'll go try harder. Okay, good luck. Aster stood up from his seat. Oh, right, hold on, Aster. Huh? Sora called out to the receiver, stopping Aster. If you tell the person at the front desk it's your first time, you can get a free level shop summon ticket. Don't forget. What's that? You could... Now that is useful. You can use it to level up from anywhere. Huh, sounds useful. I'd be happy to take one. Well, don't you sound happy? Sora's voice took a shift toward bitterness. Huh? What's wrong? Summon tickets simplify things by just undergoing the level up process. You won't get to see me, but you sound so happy about it. What? Is that true? Sorry, I didn't know. Really? So you'll come again? Of course. Good. Save summon tickets for when you're out adventuring. Esther got the summon ticket from the front desk and virtually skipped out of the building. By the way, the front desk lady, a middle-aged woman, thought Esther was a total sucker. What's this place? Welcome, this is a church dedicated to Mother Eve. Are you here to pray? Pray? Esther looked around and saw people praying in about half the seats. Do you not know about churches? Nope, didn't have any on my island. Wow! So are you a nun? Given what my sister said, your outfit's kind of different. The girl spoke to Esther, and like the other nuns working at the church, was clad in what appeared to be high-class garb. Yep. Nice to meet you. I'm Laurent. I'm a saint from the Church of Mother Eve. A saint? I take it you're not familiar with saints either. Sorry I'm so ignorant. Some nuns are determined to have inherited a particularly vast amount of Mother Eve's power. Although, personally, I don't know what makes me so special. Laurent seemed shy to talk about herself. Her smile had plenty of firepower behind it that stimulated Aster's male instincts. Whoa, now that I look closer, she's cute. Is something the matter? Nah, nothing. You can call me Aster. Okay, a pleasure to meet you, Aster. We call Eve Mother Eve because she's like the mother to all humans. Do you know that? Everyone knows that much. Whenever you're mad or upset, if you pray, you'll feel all better. Huh? Hmm? Esther looked at someone praying. His body emitted rainbow-colored light. What could that be? Ooh, that was refreshing. The old man finished praying, got out of his seat with an invigorated smile, and left the church. See? It's remarkably effective. Do you work here? No, there aren't very many saints, so we're given entire regions to manage. I see, that sounds tough, and there's monsters around, so travel's probably dangerous. I appreciate your concern, but as long as I'm designated as a saint, I'd like to carry out my duty. Her eyes are really shining. She's pretty into her work. So what business brought you to this church? She looks so enthusiastic that I can't just say I was killing time. Why does praying to Mother Eve make you feel better? Because she's the mother of us all. It's like how complaining about your day to your mother can take a load off your chest, if that helps explain it. I never really had a mom. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I don't mind. I've got my sisters instead. Humanity is still developing. You could say we're like children. That's actually very true.
怒りや憎しみ、情欲などといった感情を落ち着かせることができるのです。
But by visiting church and consulting with the mother, you can quell such feelings as rage, hatred, and lust. Well, I get the idea of complaining so you can feel better, I guess. But lust, like sexual feelings, it even stops that? Few people could remain turned on in front of their mother. I see, so that's why the townspeople are smiling all the time.But many are either too busy to pray, or stubbornly refuse to, like a rebellious child. When it gets too severe, they impulsively commit crimes and become outlaws, so I want to get as many people to attend church as possible. I'll be careful. Then would you like to pray? Oh, sure!Unable to directly reject Lauren's suggestion, Esther went up to the altar and prayed. I don't actually know how, though. Do as you would when you talk to your family, and reveal your inner feelings. Lauren's super cute. Just looking at her turns me on. Ah, I want to do her. Esther offered his hidden feelings to Mother Eve in the form of prayer. Huh?Something wrong? No, there's just more cleansing smoke than I expected. I've never seen this before, so I was surprised, that's all. What's cleansing smoke? Oh, the gas that comes out of praying people, I guess.And it's all pink. Do you feel better now? Esther ogled Lauren from top to bottom. If I could have sex with Lauren, I bet it'd be awesome. Actually, isn't there a confession room or something? I could ask to use that, and then we'd be all alone in a tiny room. Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I feel pretty much like before.I see. You must have a lot stored up. I recommend visiting church a few more times. Okay. Oh, would I get to see you again? Not that I'm staying here. I plan to travel all over. I am as well. So we may meet again. Esther was aroused by Lauren and left the church feeling horny. Probably not what the goal of the church was.Outside town, there's an HP recovering fountain said to be made by Mother Eve. It empties when you use it, but pass some time staying in an inn or what have you, and it should fill up again. I've heard some helpful adventuring info. So this is a room in an inn. Esther looked around the room he was led to and gasped at its overwhelming size. Even the smallest room they've got is for 5 people.Most travelers form parties, so inns targeted towards such people tend to only have large rooms. If I could at least room with someone else. Rooming together is possible with the other person's agreement, but in general, nobody accepts someone outside their party. Alright, time to get over it and enjoy having this room all to myself. Yay, a whole 5 beds are all mine. Esther jumped into a bed, rolled around, felt the clean sheets, and repeated this 5 times. Oh, I sweat around so much that I feel ill. Esther lay there until he fell asleep. Ugh, morning already? This feels so lonely. I'm checking out of here. Esther easily got his things together, then left the inn. Auto-saved. Yay! So now where do we go?Nowhere. Let's go fight shit again. Ooh. Apparently you can just click on enemies. You don't actually have to click on the, But you have escape, item, and weight. Okay, pretty easy. Oh, you can have an auto battle. There's actually an auto battle switch. That's useful as all fuck. Aster Master Zap! The chest had a skill in it. Alright, I think my sisters mentioned that naturally occurring treasure chests can contain skills, though only rarely. They also said that skills only take effect when you set them. The boobs they pushed against me when they told me that... What? The boobs they pushed against me when they told me that sure were soft. Aster recalled what the twins taught him at the same time he remembered their soft bodies. Oh, Lord, Aster, what are we gonna do with you, sir? Ooh, a battle jacket, plus one. So how in the hell do I... Ah, yeah, here we are. Should be pretty simple. Well, alright. There we are. I don't have anything. Better than what I had. What is this? Hey, kid. Huh? Me? What are you wandering around here for? You want to die? Huh? All I'm doing is walking. You must not have much experience. Are you a knight? Nah, I'm a traveling volunteer. I got ordinary citizens away from danger. Never knew that was a thing. Listen, this forest contains powerful foes. If you want to walk somewhere, pick the plains or the road. Oh, huh. Past this forest, there's a cave. Don't think anyone bothered going there, but make sure you stay away. That's a warning, hear me? Even if you think you can handle it, make sure you prepare yourself first. The volunteer went through his warnings without being asked and left. Okay. That's nice. Game's warning me. Aster Master Info Display. What the fuck is this? Oh, where am I? When Aster came to, he had arrived somewhere besides his destination. I don't have amnesia, do I? Aster felt anxious as he returned down the path he'd come from. Well, I guess they're telling me I'm not supposed to go that way. Alright. It's telling me I'm about to run into a battle. Oh, look at that! It's a bunny girl. A lot of Rant's enemies. Oh, she ran away. Damn it. So I don't get anything from her. It's really bent out of shape. What the fuck does it do? Oh, it just gives you more accuracy in battle. Alright, let's try the can-can again, guys. I'm supposed to have a skill. I guess I need to equip it. She's gonna run. No, I got her. I don't know what she's doing. I don't think you can capture him yet. At Rant 6, you could capture him and get scenes from him. I remember one, I think Rant 5D, you could actually have him as part of your party. That was pretty cool. Change skills. Alright, so it's not real hard. It's very user-friendly. Ooh! That thing will probably kill me. That's one huge monster. Oh, this is a mega monster. Aster noticed a sign next to the mega monster and gave it a read. A town that loved and ate crabs, Crab Eater Village. Vengeance was enacted upon them, and now they rest here in ruin. Whoa! Wait, did I make eye contact with the Mega Monster? What do I do if I look away? It'll feel like I lost. We're gonna leave that monster alone. Like, I don't even have... I'm not even leveled. I'd actually have to go to town to do that. Or use that ticket. I think my experience is full, but I don't know. Let's look at that. Yeah, I'm over-leveled on that. How do I use that ticket? Found 200G. Oh, they have a love gauge. Aster's marriage status? I can have one wife. They can have one wife, that's it. Weak to dark. She says, let's dance. Well, there's a cave. Well, it looks like the kind of place you'd find thieves. Forget it. Going to some place you know about nothing about is suicide, like my sisters used to say. Aster got far away from the unknown cave. Where in the hell am I going? I'm not just gonna run around the board like an idiot. Nobody wants to watch that, right? I can fight the Mega Monster and die. To go, it's a field menu. Oh, there's a save button. There we are, nice. Yeah, I think I got everything set to high-ass quality. Yeah, making sure everything's good, game settings, mouse control, and they also have touch control. I don't know what the difference is there. Oh, the game has censored CGs, guys. So, I don't think that's gonna matter with YouTube because it'll still be sexual content. But I can show you a lot of this game, without that. I mean, I just have to remove those scenes. I haven't seen a lot of sex content in this game. It's just been kind of more of like a lewd Dragon Quest. Maybe? I don't know. Like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Maybe I went the wrong way? Worthless week. I know I'm leveling up pretty heavy though. Always a nice town. Oh, they're selling soft serve. Look at all these flavors. Now on sale, rice cream. Makes you yearn for side dishes. What could that taste like? Aster's interest was slightly piqued, but in the end, he passed it by and entered the town. Okay. You notice how when you go into town, different things happen, and it's always something special? That's one thing Alisoft always does. You know, it's not just, oh, you entered a town. No, they always have some kind of nice or interesting, funny thing that happens. I always have loved the humor in the Alisoft games. They always have a lot of heart baked into them. No matter how cruel they can be, and they can be very cruel, I've heard there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens in this one. There's also heart, and you could tell just by the way the game is put together. Oh, Aster, welcome. I'd like to level up, please. Okay, have a seat right there and close your eyes. Aster sat in front of the magic receiver and closed his eyes. He was told. Yay! I leveled up. Congrats, you leveled up. Yay! All thanks to your hard work. Yeah, thanks. Esther bowed the sword to the receiver and left the level shop with a smidgen of pride. Oh no, I need a lot more. 15 of 216, level 3. Probably not gonna be fighting that crab anytime soon. No, Lake Town. Ooh, I didn't see this. Oh? Esther happened upon a cow eating grass. Moo, moo. What's it doing here? Maybe escape from the farm in town. Moo, moo. The cow had no answer for Esther. Just wandered around. Oh, there you are. Ha, ha, ha. I'm sorry. That's my cow. Like she'd been running around in search of the cow, an out-of-breath girl approached Esther. What? I was right? She has a habit of running away. I always have to hunt her down. Huh. A glasses girl. Kind of plain, but she does look sweet and real cute. Is something wrong? Oh no, I wasn't ogling you or anything. I just think leaving town by yourself might be dangerous. Come to think of it, I was told to be careful due to the outlaw sightings. Haven't seen anyone who looks like an outlaw around here, but there are monsters, so you need to watch out. You're right. I always forget things when I'm worried about my cows. People get mad at me a lot. Well, thankfully nothing happened. You should head back soon. Thank you. Oh yes, and I'd like you to thank you for finding my cow, so when you return to Abel, please come to the farm. The farm? I'm Colpus. I work at the farm in Abel. I'm Asterix. You can call me Aster. Aster? Okay, I will. I'll be waiting. Colpus bowed to Aster and took her cow back to Abel. What kind of thanks? Maybe if I ask her, she'll let me rub her boobs. Lol. Alright, gotta get back to Abel fast. Aster fantasized about groping Colpus's chest as he decided to return to Abel. Horny jail, sir! Horny jail! The poor girl was trying to get her cow, and here you are fantasizing about groping her chest. Come on now, let's think with some common decency, sir. Common decency. Ooh, that did a lot of damage to the Hanny. I know he, he can't go that way. Then where am I going? Oh, there's a treasure chest there, though. Don't tell me I'm gonna get lost on the fucking map. Mastered mapping. Found a spike. Oh, all kinds of cool stuff in here. Stabs a bit while you attack. Oh, that's cool. I can use that. Alright. Hold on. Is that like a skill or something that I gained? Let's look. Yeah, enables map usage. Not enough skill points. Oh, okay. Well, we'll wait. Oh, what is that guy? Insect. Weak to ice. A little strong. Ooh, you got a little bit of bite. Oh, it boosts me up a little bit. Yeah, that's the thieves' hideout. Where are we going? Very confusing on this one. Unless I have to fight that mega monster. Honestly, don't know where else to go. No? I'm not fighting that thing, leave me. She wants to dance. Well, here I am whooping her ass. Did nothing. Ow. That lizard thing fucked me up if you guys didn't realize it. Weird. Oh, cool. Look at this, guys. I can do this and he'll automatically move there. Okay, well, let's use the... Can I only use that stuff in battle? No. Okay, that's how you use all that in battle. Alright. Okay, well, he's figuring it out. The ticket emitted a dull light. Then from out of nowhere, he heard a familiar voice. Thank you for using my level shop. This is Sora. Oh, Sora, level me up, please. Time to level you up. Sora's voice went on without responding to Aster. Right, not like I'm talking to her. Alright. Congrats, you leveled up. Yay. Well, thanks for your hard work. Come to my shop next time. I'll be waiting. When the ticket lost its glow, Sora's voice went away. Revenge! Time to avenge the destroyed village! I mean, it'd be nice if I did. If I even can. Yeah, let's try it. That thing is really powerful. Oh dear, looks like you died. How pitiful. But I'm currently providing free revivals to dead humans. You just hate having to manage dead people. Ugh, silence. Where is this? Well, it's something like the afterlife. Now, will you try again or load a save? Make your choice. Just load a save. Well, I don't really know where I'm supposed to go. I'm kind of lost. Wonder if there's anything around town. Of course, this is before I'd leveled up. I think I'm at level 1 still. Yeah, I'm a little lower than I was when I saved, but that's okay. At least, I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting game. I just think that, you know, it would be nice to know where I need to go, because it's very confusing. Like, you can't go through the mountains, if you notice here. I can't go through these mountains. But of course they're saying, wonder if there's anything interesting around town. the giant foot. I could think of some asses for that giant foot. Oh! I have that before. Looks nice and nothing more. Wow, I don't even have a legit sword, folks. Alright. We're not gonna go back through red text. I don't think it's necessary, and it would bore the fuck out of me and you. Alright, here we go! Back to level 2 again, unfortunately. Jump field space. Master got in bed and immediately started to snore. Morning? Alright, time for another productive day. Master easily got his things together and left the inn. Auto saved, of course. We're in the middle of a special campaign. You get a free smile. Okay. There we go. Know if this shit's really gonna help. Alright. Remember, I gotta go get that spike, guys. Yep! That's a big difference! I like how they just don't randomize that shit. It's good, because I can just get the spike now. That should do like 10 extra damage. Encountered a powerful hidden enemy! Ooh, oh lord, what are you? Try this. Oh, he got me. I'm gonna retry the battle. I think I can beat him. Retry. Oh, that's cool. Give me a chance to armor myself up before I'm ready to fight this motherfucker. Dodge, huh? Alright. It made me dizzy. Oh, it got me again. You need to try again and load a save. Alright, let's try. Oh, could not run away. And try again. Nope. Alright, get away. Go. Get away from the fucker. Woo! It's like that crab. Alright. I can sell anything. When you're young, it might be okay to be reckless, but never do something you'll regret. What I'm trying to say is remember to keep saving your game or you'll come to regret it. Esther had some helpful adventuring info. Right, let's do that now, folks, considering the church. This is Abel, the town of beginnings. I always wanted to say that to a traveler. The old man laughed to himself with somewhat confused Aster. Alright. Gonna go past that. Oh, we're supposed to go back to Abel. Right. Okay. Upon his return to town, Aster looked for Culpus, but he wasn't used to being around so many people, so he got a little lost. Yo! Whoa! While he was searching around, an armed, physically fit man approached. Who are you? The name's Yarase. Currently employed here as a soldier. Oh yeah, I think I saw this guy when I was surrounded on the beach. A soldier? Is that different from a knight? Barely anyone can be a knight, not enough around to take care of everything, so others can join the military to help out. That's what soldiers are. Soon I'll be taking the knight test in the capital, though. Huh. But right now we've got nothing to do but errands and lookout duty. Not much chance to test my skill. If you become a soldier, can you get more wives? What? You becoming a knight to get girls, too? Well, yes. Ha ha, I gotcha. The more girls, the better. But soldiers just supplement the night, so we're not stationed anywhere dangerous. Meaning we only get one wife. Just recently when outlaws were spotted, a knight was sent down here from the capital. And I gotta be honest, all you need is just one. Not two, not three, not four. One. One wife is fine, folks. One wife, one husband. You know, for the women out there, that, you know, if you're gay, whatever you're doing. But just one. You know, two people do really well. You don't need three, or four, or five. You're not going to fight and get treasure. One works fine. Just recently, when outlaws were spotted, a knight was sent down here from the capital. I see, that must have been Remius. Nah, she just happened to be here. When we found you and discussed what to do, we asked for her help. But personally, I keep my distance. What? Why? I want to get closer. Especially to that chest. You want to be a knight and you don't even know anything? About what? Even knights aren't invincible, so they usually work in teams. But did you notice she was on her own? Yeah, she's the only knight-like person I saw. They say everyone she teams up with gets injured, so she's always alone. People call her the Loner Knight. Wish they'd send more knights already. They sent Sir Archibald instead. Maybe he'd notice my talent and let me join. Archibald? What? Don't know him. He's one of the Kingdom of Eden's only 3-0 knights. Sorry, I'm from the middle of nowhere, so I don't hear much. Sir Archibald was a hero during the Arthur tragedy. Arthur tragedy? Arthur? Tragedy? Well, anyway, I'll show you around town. That's one of a soldier's duties. Oh, then can you take me to the farm? I'm meeting with someone. Sure, the farm's this way. Arthur was somewhat forcibly dragged further into town. This farm's where they produce Abel's biggest export, cow milk. Big, huh? Wow. Esther was looking at a fenced-in pasture containing a few cows. Oh? Hello, Yarase. Are you on lookout duty? Hey, Colpus, showing a traveler around. Oh, Esther, you really came. Of course. This is that glasses girl appeal I've heard about. I might be awakening to a new fetish. You go to horny jail, sir. What? You know each other? Yeah, so you picked up on how cute Colpus is. You've got some good taste. What? Huh? Cute? Ha ha ha, just kidding. Jeez, Yarase, you jerk. I really think you're cute, though. Jeez. What? You seriously like her? Too bad. She's engaged. To a guy named Ginyu who runs this farm. They spend all day flirting with... Don't say that so loud. It's embarrassing. When they get married, her fiancé will get her to do all kinds of fun stuff with her. Hold on. When they get married, her fiancé will get to do all kinds of fun stuff with her. I'm jealous. Yeah, she'll have him do all kinds of things around the house. And all those things are fun, right? Has walking around made you thirsty? You can have a drink if you'd like. What's this? Is it milk? The glass is filled with a white liquid, but it was thinner than the milk Aster knew. It's my thanks for the help. This isn't available to the public yet. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Woo! How is it? Delicious! What the heck? This is milk? It's so sweet, it's like juice! It comes from a cow I selectively bred. It's so sweet that it can't be drunk on its own, so it's diluted in water. Selectively bred? She's been researching how since she was little. Yeah, she's been researching how since she was little, and just finally got results, apparently. Yes, I love this town, so I want to make delicious exports to teach lots of people about us. It's still in the testing phase, but I hope people around the world will drink it one day. Huh. It is really good, so I'm sure your dream will come true. But thank you. Colpus couldn't hide her delight at Aster's response and broke out into a big smile. Gah, Colpus' fiancé makes me so jealous. Hey, we've got trouble. Huh? Oh, Ginyu. So this is her fiancé? This is bad. The cow we bred caught mad milk disease. Huh? Oh no. What's mad milk disease? It's a cow illness. Cows with mad milk disease can only produce spoiled milk. What do we do? It took so many failures just to make it this far, and now this. I know. I've heard if you feed it highly nutritious grass, it can overcome its illness. But no highly nutritious grass grows around here. No, closer to Fort Barorone, the wind from the seas made the grass more nutritious, I'm told. Really? Then I'll go. Hey, hold on. Don't go too far from town. You'll run into monsters. But if we don't do anything, the cow will die. Oh yeah, Yarase, can you get it for us? Well, I'd love to help, but we soldiers have to stay in town. The loner knight, Lady Ramius can't leave town either. We'd have problems. Then I'll go. We don't know if there'll be monsters. Numbskull, if a monster sees you, you're finished. A girl like you couldn't run fast enough. Seems really bad. As a prospective knight, I have to help people in need. What if I got it? Uh-huh, are you sure? Hey, that's nuts. If you insist, I won't stop you, though. The grass should be growing north of town. I'm depending on you. Please help us, Aster. Sure, you can count on me. What luck, Colpus. Yeah, Ginyu. Ginyu put a hand on his relieved fiancé's shoulder, and then they gazed at each other. Ugh, I can't take this, you people and your significant others. Stop sounding like an incel, Aster. Aster walked away, leaving them to stare at each other and forget he was even there. Well, can we level up Aster? No. I don't see any reason to stick around here. But, guys, it's about time for me to end this one, because I've got some more stuff to do. And if you guys like what's going on here, and I do, I think it's a fun game. Like, legitimately fun, as most Allosoft games are. You can pick it up at GOG. Yeah, G-O-G. You don't have to worry about Steam or anything. It's on Steam, but you can get it at GOG for without the DRM, without Steam, without anything. And it's uncensored, I promise. So, pick it up. It's pretty fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it as much as I like Rant's quest. So definitely give it a try. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here.